brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's caught it, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting installment of the VAR show. With your boy who does the most, even when he's making toast, the Ballon d'Or winner, best goal, best assist, top 11, takes 4 spots in the top 11. The one, the only DJ Stones with me over here is?
Is the host who does not boast.
Oh.
He just lets his accomplishments. Accolades talk. Because he
is broke. Sorry.
Not because he is woke.
Oh.
The man who scores a hat-trick on his worst day. Because he's slick. You know, the man who scores every free kick.
Who?
The young player of the season because he is sick.
And young.
And young.
Highlight on the young.
Yeah, so.
Like 2 years old.
DJ Sticks.
DJ Sticks. And yeah, you are listening to the VAR show.
Yes.
With DJ Sticks and DJ Stones. We will not break your bones, but deliver a great show. Because we got a great show for y'all.
No, we do.
You guys are probably wondering, looking at the title, like second half from best to worst. What does that mean?
What second half? Where is the first?
You know? And before we go into that, what are they going to do?
You're going to listen to this hot jam.
Whoop. That's the sound of the jam.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Kingdom DJs. Look, we in love with the invention. We don't love the inventor. On a quiet block, they puff the loud. It be smelling like it's Denver. And they hit you with the fake smile. I ain't talking dentures. Starbucks on the corner pushing bucks for that renter. Dipping in all black like I'm Venom. Keep a G, I'm not a star. But I'm raw like this denim. Them dope boys push the big body Jerome Bettis. I got Santa to your hexes from my exes. But I'm protected. You heard that man got shot for his necklace. That's a 187 up on 187. You know that uptown lifestyle reckless. When they eating mango and fried cheese for your breakfast. Baby, how you gon' complete your life checklist? Spending every night watching Netflix. Time is so precious. Gotta invest it where you spend it. If we prison is the comfort, we judge our own sentence. I be uptown. Yeah. Look, alright, I wake up in that morning, get in that cafe con leche. Don't y'all hold that a super, my stomach been showing lately. Push the crossover crazy, don't get caught out of sleeping. That's why they call me Allen Irishman. When I ball that Cabrini, I'm throwing swishes. This right here, that new school vintage. I've been spending money, trying not to spend up all these minutes. And I ain't been present, man, look at what my gift is. Some push the white, cause they ain't had a privilege. Let's get it, ain't no other city like the one I'm in. Got that Bustelo in my cup again. Jim Carrey with this hair, I'm going dumb again. Me, myself, and I, the only thing I'm up against. New York, staying lit, rent high, paying it. La Marina, bottle water, date night, favorite. My bodega on the corner, I ain't even saying it. They already know my order, they just started making it. Whoa.
Yeah.
the city, make me feel this way. I've been all around the world, baby, but I'm here to stay.
Yeah, we are back. I hope y'all enjoyed those tunes. I know I did. What? But let's jump straight into it.
Oh, yes.
Let's jump straight into
Straight into what?
Europa Conference League.
Oh, wow.
Do you know why?
That's a good place to start.
Do you know why we're starting there?
Why are we starting there?
Because we have to do a weekend. Not really the weekend, it's just all the match days we never spoke about since the last show. But put it under the weekend, we don't know why, but okay. Round up! Big match in during the UEFA Conference League.
Oh, yes.
Tottenham, which are the favorites of the competition.
Oh, no, they are.
But we won't be shocked if they lose in the semifinals.
No, it won't.
Versus Mura.
Big side. Yeah, I know them.
You know, 1-5-1, but the impressive thing here was, I think it was about an 8-10 minute hat trick from Harry Kane in the second half.
Oh, yes. I was impressed.
68th
he
minute,
was crazy.
76th minute, and 87th minute.
That's a good game to wake up, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's a nice game to wake up.
Now, let's hope he did that in the weekend. Because now going to the Bundesliga.
Yes.
Now going to the Bundesliga, action happened.
It did happen.
Because not only did Union Berlin beat Mainz 2-1.
Whoa.
Not only did Bayern Leverkusen beat Armina.
Whoa.
4-0.
Hectic. Hectic.
Yeah. Not only did Bayern Mönchengladbach beat Wolfsburg 3-1.
Oof.
Not only did Dortmund beat Augsburg without Haaland 2-1.
Whoa.
But Eintracht Frankfurt beat Bayern Munich 2-1.
Wait, are you sure that you're not reading the thing wrong?
I am. Sorry.
Okay.
Bayern Munich lost to Eintracht Frankfurt 2-1. We all have to respect them. We still have to respect them. They're still number one, you know?
Okay. So Bayern lost.
Yeah. After taking the lead in the 29th minute, there was an equalizer in the 32nd minute and then a winner by Kostic in the 83rd minute.
Mm. So Bayern finally decided to lose.
Yeah, you know, they do this every year,
you know?
It's a decision, you know? They're like, you know what, let's see what other teams got. Let's give them the opportunity to, you know, try and catch up to us.
Like, you know, Manuel Neuer, just try and act like you're reaching for that.
Stretch it out.
You're like, too slow.
You know, wait, you know, just, you know, like, you know, yawning.
Yeah, you know.
And then you don't get the ball, like, oh, damn.
Ah, flip, you know, guys look disappointed, you know.
But yeah, you know, it's crazy, but like, as it stands right now, still Bayern Munich at the top of the group with 16 points. Right behind them is Bayern Leverkusen with 16 points. Bayern Munich. Borussia Dortmund at third with 15th, and Freiburg at fourth with 15.
Whoa, that is hectic. Things are happening.
Mm.
Things are happening.
Things are actually happening.
Do you know?
We all know after December, all know where Bayern Munich is going to end up. 10 points clear from everybody else.
That's
like they should, you know, the good old 10 points.
That's December, you know.
You know, the good old 10 points.
Halfway through the season.
Yeah, now looking at the other farmers, well, the a league that's becoming unfarmified.
Okay.
We go to Serie A.
All right.
The current Serie A leaders is Napoli.
Napoli?
Yes.
All right.
You know, I'm saying it's Napoli.
Yeah.
Because Napoli currently beat Fiorentina and that 2-1, which took them to the top.
Mm.
But the big team, you know, the team I come here looking for, you know, Juventus scraping through again against Salernitana.
Okay. It's a tough one.
I don't know what's happening with Juventus this season, man. Like, their past few games have not been the best.
They are not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all. At one point, they're almost in the relegation zone in the table. You know, and looking at their last few fixtures, it's not been convincing results, you know. It's not been those type of results that you look at and you're like, wow, this team won.
I think I know what they're going through, you know.
post-Ronaldo syndrome.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Definitely some post-Ronaldo syndrome.
It's the after Ronaldo effect.
You know, like you're looking at their season so far. You know, the season started. When the season started on the 22nd, right?
Was it the
22nd or on the. What was it? Yeah, it's the 22nd, right? They drew with Udinese, got beaten by Empoli, got beaten by Napoli, they drew with AC Milan, and then they almost lost against Beza.
Mm.
And they pulled a last-minute winner.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
And then beat Sampdoria 3-2, again by one goal. Beating Chelsea by one goal, which is understandable.
Okay, then
beating Torino by one goal. The games they should be, you know, really dominating. It seems like they're not dominating. And because of that, it's now put them on the number 7 in the table, you know.
I saw a tweet
earlier on this year. It's like the best number 7s in the world right now. It says Cristiano Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Hazard.
Mbappe's also there.
It was Mbappe. Mbappe's number 7 in PSG. Mm-hmm. And then it's like Juventus.
Let's go.
They were the best number 7.
Let's go.
And they were like the best number 9s in the world.
Yeah.
Is Lewandowski.
Okay.
Karim Benzema.
Mm-hmm.
Who's number 9 at PSG?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Okay, another number 9. And then Barcelona.
Is it?
Yeah, Barcelona is one of the best number 9s in the world.
That is good. Speaking of Barcelona, we're going to make a transition right here.
Ooh,
to segue. The League of Leagues. The La Liga League.
La. You know, that just says the league.
Is it?
Yeah, La.
Because it is the league.
No.
Yes. Not only did Cadiz and Valencia draw 0-0. Mm. Not only did Osasuna beat Rayo Vallecano 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did Athletic Club beat Alaves 1-0.
What else?
Not only did Elche beat Celta Vigo 1-0.
Not only did Espanyol beat Real Madrid 1-0. What else?
Not only did Granada beat Sevilla 1-0. But Getafe and Real Sociedad drawed 1-1.
What's your point?
Barcelona lost 2-0.
Yeah, now looking at the Barcelona, I don't know what he actually tried.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what was actually being tried in this match.
Oh, it's actually weird seeing them ninth. This is me looking at the log and seeing them ninth.
Like Memphis Depay. What does Barcelona and Memphis Depay have in common?
They put number 9.
They're both number 9.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Low blow.
And nobody can pass them.
Ooh! Ooh!
Yeah, nobody can give Memphis Depay a good pass.
Because he can't trap?
No. It's just there's no one to give him that pass.
Oh! I get it now.
Yep.
I get it now.
Yes, but the match played, it was an interesting first half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously Suarez getting one of the goals celebrating.
Of course, yes. Much respect.
You know,
Messi is watching.
I feel like at this point, this is when you do celebrate, you know? Like you do something bad, like, you know, you lift your t-shirt and why did you let Messi go? Or,
no, that's,
you know,
that's no.
You run to the corner and you pick up, on one hand, a 1 and on the other hand, you put a 0, you know?
No, that's,
you know,
that's,
just that's, to say 10.
That's Balotelli things.
You know, I remember I was watching a reel and it's like, you know, normal players playing against their old team. You know, the all to their hands up thing.
Yeah.
And then it shows Robert Firmino playing against Hoffenheim with Liverpool, which is his old team. And then it looks like he's about to put up his hands to do the apology thing.
Yeah.
And he starts shooting, you know.
Let's go.
I was like, what the?
Yeah.
But yeah, Barcelona versus Atletico Madrid. It was an interesting game. Again, Barcelona looks lost. I feel like it shows there's a huge problem with their management, you know?
Huge.
There's a huge problem with their management. And I understand there's the issue now of, you know, as much as I don't think they want to say it, I don't think they have the money to sack
Ronald Koeman.
Ronald Koeman.
Yep.
And obviously they don't want to look not united or anything, you know?
Yeah.
So like the board is backing him, but I doubt the board would back someone like this whereby players unhappy, the fans are unhappy.
It just doesn't make sense, man.
It makes no sense. It
doesn't make sense,
you know? And the only sensible option here is that Barcelona just doesn't have, they don't have the 12 million they need to sack him.
Basically. Yeah.
You know, I think they'll probably need PK to play on a free in order to sack him at this point, you know?
Yeah, but now the question also rises as to who will, like, you sack this guy, but who do you get?
Yeah, you know, it's quite interesting because now, you know, as you know, like, Xavi is good and all, you know?
Yeah.
But Xavi is a gamble at the end of the day, and that's what people are also not understanding.
Yeah.
You know, people think bring Xavi, he'll bring the tiki-taka away. We don't know.
Magic will just happen.
What is the accolades behind him to say that, yeah, this is a winner?
No. I think that now Barca needs like you say, 5 years ago when you still had Messi and Neymar and them, you didn't really need like a coach.
Yeah.
An experienced fella who's going to come in with his whole, with the whole new philosophy. You could tell the players to play. That's all.
Yeah.
Just set a squad, tell the players, okay, you.
No, you still play. Need your management, you know. You see, cause that's kind of the mistake, and I'll get into it with you when we get to the English Premier League part, but that's kind of what's happening with United. Where we have players, then we're just saying play. You know?
Okay, yeah.
The thing is, you still need a good level of management, and you see, if Xavi came in earlier, you know, he would have the room to develop as well as a Barcelona coach. But now if he comes in, he's going to end up with what happened with Lampard, where you can bring in this great team, but because your team doesn't have direction, you know, you can't get the best out of these players.
It's come at a bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing right now. You know, we can't. Barcelona cannot afford to get a manager that will develop on the job. They need an Antonio Conte type person. Like, did you see what happened when Conte took over Inter Milan?
Just come in and
came in, he wiped, he set levels there, won the league, and they were stupid to let him go.
Left. In and out.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You look at Zidane's runs, as much as I dislike Zidane as a coach while he was in Madrid because of specific decisions he made, you know, but you look at what he did there. Oh, got there. And he was able to do something, but he never started because that was not his first. He was, I think, an assistant manager at Madrid at one point. He was the assistant manager for another national team at one point as well.
Yeah.
So you see, there was the experience.
Yes, yeah.
And he had experience. He was, Ancelotti's assistant. Yes, Ancelotti's assistant.
At Madrid.
Mm.
Flip.
So he actually had the experience with the club.
Yeah.
The club structure, how the club works, how the football is supposed to be playing, the players' mentalities, and everything like that. You know?
Yeah.
And now Barcelona is in a situation where they're losing more and more their identity because they're no more playing the type of football they played. Their board is not in disarray, but there's a huge financial issue over.
Huge.
Meaning they're now capped in what they can do.
Yeah.
They have talent, but they have a lot of demotivated players.
Yeah, they have a lot of talent, though.
You know?
Flip.
So, it's now that thing of, where do you go from here, you know? I personally don't think he would be the best solution for the club right now.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. You see, that's the thing. I could be wrong. But do you really want to take the risk? Yes, he's had a couple of good seasons in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You know, he's had a couple of good seasons. I'm looking at his last few seasons. I have no clue how this guy's leagues work. But it's looking good, you know, coming out third. We won two of them. And it's quite good, you know. But at the end of the day, like I said, are we wanting a manager that can you know, bring Barcelona back to here. And I could be wrong, but it's a gamble, and that's the problem right now. Because it's not only about now coaching tactics, it's about lifting up the team spirit. Because right now, that team is dead.
It's dead. The fans are dead. Oh, man. Sad to see.
And also, what type of contract are they going to give him? Because do they have the money for that contract? a manager that would be very good for Barcelona right now is, and I'm not, I need to say his name properly. I need to say this guy's name properly.
I can say his name.
Who?
Arsene Wenger.
No.
Bring Arsene Wenger.
No, no, no. Are you ready? I'm not trying to say his name, right? Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready?
I am ready.
Ten Hag from Ajax.
Is he? Hey.
He's not in the market right now, but I think Erik ten Hag would be a very good pick for Barcelona. Okay. I see what he's been doing with Ajax, not only in the league but in UEFA Champions League. You know, if he's given the talent pool that Barcelona not only has but they can provide from the academy, you know, it would be very, very useful for him. And looking at Ajax, you know, Ajax is not known for buying big names.
Ajax is a developer factory.
That's a factory.
Talent factory.
So this is that's the type of coach you actually now want.
That's who can
develop.
That's Barca, yeah.
You know, because you'll have a lot of good young players that need to be properly developed. You know, like Ricky Puig. He's good. Mm-hmm. He's not being used.
It's not.
If Rodri is played under this guy, it's going to be flipping scary. You know, and that's what they need.
Yeah.
But going away from Barca, because it's not a show about Barcelona.
Yes, it is not.
Also, Real Madrid lost, I think it was, 2-1?
Yes, it was Espanyol.
They need to get out of the whatever happened in UEFA happened. They need to get out of that mental block.
They are Real Madrid. I feel like they should wake up one day.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world, but it's quite funny because, you know, if they lose and draw the next two UEFA games, they could be going to Europa. And it will be so funny because remember the manager saying, you know, it's unfair because they're always in UEFA and,
wow.
Super League stuff.
What if we had a Europa El Clasico? That would be history.
That would be history, but it would be funny.
Yeah.
Now, going to the biggest league in the world, PSG lost to Rennes 2-0.
They did.
That's the only exciting thing about that league.
Yeah, PSG.
But yeah, they had Messi in the pitch. They had Neymar. They had Mbappe and they had Di Maria.
Are you sure Messi was playing?
Yeah, he hit the crossbar.
I didn't see him.
That's how you knew I was playing. I was doing the crossbar challenge during a live match.
And he hit it.
Yes. You know? Skill. Mm-hmm. Skill. That's going to the most important league, you know, the biggest league in the world. We start with Chelsea versus Southampton, where Chelsea dominated Southampton 3-1 with a goal. I like this new defender, you know, the Chelsea defender. As I struggle to say his name.
All right.
Chalobah.
Oh, for real?
Yes. Chalobah. I think I said his name right. Yeah, I nailed it. Trevor Chalobah.
I've been shocked. Yes.
In the games they've played him, you know, he's really had an impact in the game. He is scoring a 9-minute goal.
Yeah.
Goal within the 9 minutes. Timo Werner finding the back of the net.
He scored twice.
In a row.
But the first goal was disallowed.
Ish.
Then he came back, same match. Then he's like, you will not deny me.
You know, some might call him Timo Werner. V-A-R. Get it? Timo Werner.
That was nice.
And then the 98th goal by Ben Chilwell, after causing the penalty in the 61st minute, so he kind of made up for himself.
And there was a nasty tackle by Southampton's captain and key player James Ward-Prowse.
And so he got a red card.
He's gone for three games now.
So you're only going to see him in about 5 weeks.
Yeah, so that's like December-ish, you know.
November-ish time.
Late November-ish. So good luck to Southampton.
Enjoy. Wolves versus Newcastle saw a double from their new signing. As I'm going to also try to say his name.
Okay.
Hong Weng.
Wait. Let me try. Yes. No, that's actually quite
proper. Ching Weng.
Full name. Let's go.
Yes.
You are angry.
Yes. Two goals from him. A copy and paste goal from the first and the second one, delivered by Raul Jimenez. It was good, you know. It was some good football I was seeing out there. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Still don't know why Maximum is in Newcastle. You know, I think you'd be very good for an Arsenal, very good for Leicester City. Or Leicester City, I don't know who I'll take out for him. Very good in an Arsenal.
So it's like Wilfred Zaha.
It's like Wilfred Zaha in a way, you know?
Okay.
Where, like, I feel like him, you have also Joe Linton, and there's another player that I just can't remember who's also doing, you know? No, not Joe Linton. Why am I lying about Joe Linton?
Joe Linton's gone.
No, Joe Linton is there.
Is he there?
Yeah.
I thought it was gone.
And there's another player, I just forgot his name.
Is it Wilson?
No, what?
Is it Willock?
I think it might be Willock.
Is it Almiron?
It's not Willock. Willock is also quite good. While he was quite, he's been quite good this season.
Mm.
I think.
Is it the long stuffs?
No, it's not the long stuffs. No, nobody likes the long stuffs. After what they did to United 2 seasons ago. Was it last season? Nobody likes the long stuff. Yes, it's Miguel Almoyro.
Ooh, I was never going to get that one.
Yes, he's also against the United game. Those two demolished the defense.
Deadly. Yeah.
As well as in this game against Wolves. You know, they demolished. You know, they were good. But then the rest of the team was just average. And that's the problem here.
Yeah.
Arsenal having one of the biggest games of their season against Brighton came out with a heartwarming draw.
Yeah, well-deserved.
Well-deserved.
They worked hard for it.
Nobody thought that, you know, they were going to be able to pull this off against Brighton. You know, Brighton being one of the hardest teams.
Yeah, you know, with 41% possession.
You know?
That being Arsenal. You know, two shots.
And 21 shots. That being Brighton.
With 497 passes, that being Brighton.
And a 75% pass accuracy, that being Arsenal. Against us, 84. What team is Arsenal at this point, guys?
I don't know.
How is Brighton coming out looking like they are playing Man City?
I don't know.
I promise you, if I go to a Man City fixture against Arsenal, that is probably the same amount of shots.
21 shots? Are you insane? 21 shots.
How is, like, can somebody ask Arsenal what the hell is going on that Brighton is freaking looking like a on form Man City against them?
I don't even think, like, maybe we'd like do a good 15.
They took less shots than when they were playing against Chelsea. What is the problem?
I don't know.
How did they go from beating Tottenham 1 week, 3-1, to drawing with Brighton? I don't know how you get that right, you know?
I literally don't know how you get that right.
You know? Like, how do they have more shots against Chelsea than they did against Brighton?
You know, Brighton is a tough side, you know.
Top six side.
Yeah, literally.
You know, that's why people get angry at me when I say, you know, Tottenham is no longer a big side, you know.
Yeah.
And Brentford is doing better than them this season.
No, they are.
Talking about Brentford.
Oh, you know, nice. Okay.
They had an amazing match against West Ham. You know, I didn't know if I should feel sad or proud.
Amazing.
You know, because they beat West Ham 2-1 with a 90th minute winner by Wasa. I feel like I've said that before.
He is the same guy.
He's the same guy
who got the winner against the other team.
Not the winner. He's the guy who got the equalizer. The equalizer against Liverpool. Yeah. I'm Wasa. Like, this feels...
culprit.
I'm like, this feels so.
The 90-minute maniac.
The 90th minute maniac, yes.
I feel like Brentford is my last born now.
I'm hoping they stay up, you know, after the fight that they've given trying to get into the league in the first place.
Ah, they fought.
You know, they fought well. But this was an interesting game, you know, 13 shots against West Ham's 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6 on target for Brentford, 5 on target for West Ham. West Ham with 60% of the ball position against Brentford's 40%.
Yeah.
You know, and it was all around a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about good games.
Okay.
A game that wasn't good.
It wasn't good, okay. This game wasn't good.
At all.
At all.
Was. Manchester United.
Oh, no.
Versus Everton.
I'll let you take this one.
You know, Alex Ferguson says you always start your best players, you know?
Yes, you do.
And we freaking had Fred in the midfield.
Yes, trade in the midfield. You had Victor Lindelof.
Lindelof, I understood. Shockingly, Lindelof played well
he
that
did.
Game. Lindelof,
did
I
well.
Was proud of.
Fighting for his position.
He played flipping well.
Fighting for his life.
But again, you know, like, how do you start a Martial, like, you have Ronaldo on the bench, you have Pogba on the bench, you're starting Martial and freaking Fred.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It actually makes no sense. It made no flipping sense.
It was a good goal for Martial, though. It wasn't bad.
We could have gotten more. You see, the thing is, you know, what annoys me about Solskjaer, right? It feels like Solskjaer knows what the problem is. You know, it's like we need to be more attacking in the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
But then you start a freaking McFred. What? McTominay already plays defensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fred doesn't have the physical capacity of bringing a ball from our half to the next half, or the pass accuracy to do a long through ball to the other half.
Yeah.
All you can use Fred for is just a pass to Fred, and then he must pass it to somebody else who's
done.
Close to him.
Yeah. Done. Simple.
You know?
Can I just name the your substitutes just to give the listener some context?
Yeah.
So we have Eric Bailly.
Yeah.
We have No. Let me start it from the bottom first. So we have Donny van de Beek. Surprise. Okay. As I move on, we have Nemanja Matic. We have Alex Telles, Dean Henderson, and then we have Jadon Sancho, JC Lingard,
and then some other player just by the name of, you know, it's not a big player, you know.
No, it's not. Yeah. What? Cristiano Ronaldo.
Romelu. Romelu.
Then we have Paul Pogba.
You know. No, these unknown players, you know, sitting on the bench. I saw a meme saying, you know, Van der Beek is getting angry that he's not playing with the starting 11, so they brought the starting 11 to him. But you know, again, the problem with Man United was we got to the second half and we just played pathetic football.
Mm-hmm.
The worst second half I've seen. And that's been the trend that's been going on, you know. First half, we play a team. The team understands the tactic that we're playing against them. And then second half, we just look like we can't play football.
Mm.
You know, we play the worst of second halves, you know. And the thing here is that Ollie is purely trying to get moments, you know. He's playing a moment-based football where a moment is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, where these players are going to shine and do something.
Boom.
And I think that's one of the reasons why he keeps Fred on. Because Fred has moments, you know, where he does
no,
a long range shot
does.
And he scores.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's no consistency there.
We need consistency.
What we need is consistency.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can't just put a bunch of talented players together and hope for the best. Because that's basically what happened second half.
Yeah.
He brought in all his substitutes and hoped for the best.
But the guys were off form.
You know? Chilling. But talking about the best as we wrap up the show.
Yeah.
Liverpool versus Man City.
What a game.
Was the best second half.
What a
I've
game.
Ever seen in a while.
Oh! Oh, it was crazy.
Oh, it was great.
Two tactical geniuses. Colliding.
Battling it out.
I was actually talking before this myself and DJ Stones. And he says one of his notable moments was the whistle sounding for the end of first half. And then Jurgen Klopp
is
just
running.
Sprinting
to the tunnel, wanting to have his team talk.
Boom.
And another thing that finishes me is like how emotional Jurgen Klopp, not Jurgen Klopp, how emotional Pep gets. Like he gets,
was almost set off.
He got, it's like he's so angry. He's like, it's a foul. It's a foul. Like there's no hair, but he's like pulling his hair and he's like,
he was fighting the fans.
You know, and then he gets to a point where even like he's so heated in the second half, he takes off his jacket and he's now going to the sideline and he's coaching. And then when they score the equalizer, you see the emotion.
It was the best match. Oh man.
Dude.
That was the Premier League summed up.
That is the Premier League summed up right
see, that
there.
That and the C moment.
Yes, and when
done,
when what's his name? I even forgot. Townsend does after scoring against United, goes to the United fans and
yeah,
it's a,
let's go.
But it looked like what happens when you buy Ronaldo from Wish. yeah. for $14, you know? That's what you get.
You get a Townsend seat.
But talking about halftime, we about to, you know, take our halftime break, and we're going to see you guys again next half, next week.
Yes.
Hope you guys enjoy. The only thing you can enjoy was the Nations League, which was the semifinals.
Yeah.
So go enjoy football, enjoy to the best of your abilities the international break from the show. We say goodbye.
Peace.
Peace from us to you, signing out.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Jesus dead upon the cross. All me a liver is the round of a glass. The power, the big up, give some Santa Claus. In a me head, me hear a voice from the Lord. Paul, you a move too hard, take it easy. I make me bind up the fraud. Never know him would a slap him so hard. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard, we can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. Of El Jesus assign him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. And when him come back, we just remind him. Say what? You are me enemy. Nobody friend of me. Me no say you are what and what and you are who are who. Me have the remedy. So stay the penny. Me no say Jesus come and die and live again. It's too soon. Born again, me have a brand new character. Watch him and watch me. Want to know if me a actor. The Holy Spirit come and guide him and me doctor. Turning back is not a factor, watch ya. You can't tempt me with your money and fame. Been there and done that and win that the game. You can't tempt me with your pleasures of sin. That's why this a chorus me sing. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. To the pits of hell Jesus assign him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. Him come back, we just remind him. Sometimes a man big and coof again, coof again, coof. Oh no, that's a no love, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness, devil and his chickeness. Call me yappy, yappy, me a mago with me prettiness. That's a no happiness, one bag of slackiness. The blood of Jesus, coof him with godliness. Oh, you better know, Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. And when him come back, we just remind him. Cool. That's how the blood of Jesus. Cool. And the Father do that. Only Ghost non-stop. Cool.